This is VOA News, the remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Iraqi security forces have killed Abu Yasser al-Isawi, an Islamic State commander who had claimed to be the leader of the group in Iraq, and its deputy caliph. This is what Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi said on Thursday. The prime minister tweeted that the killing was the result of an intelligence-led operation. Be more on this as the story develops. Scientists led by the World Health Organization, or WHO, plan to visit hospitals, labs, and markets in the Chinese central city of Wuhan to investigate the origins of the coronavirus, the WHO said. The Geneva-based agency tweeted that field visits will include the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Hunan Market, and the Wuhan CDC Laboratory. The agency added that they would speak with some of the first COVID-19 patients in the outbreak that began in December of 2019. After their quarantine ended on Thursday, their first face-to-face meetings with Chinese scientists will be held on Friday, followed by field visits in and around Wuhan. Jordan's King Abdullah said Thursday that the world has a global responsibility to safeguard the health of refugees from COVID-19. The king addressed a virtual meeting organized by the World Economic Forum after his country became one of the first to vaccinate refugees. Jordan has the most refugees per capita after Lebanon, hosting about 750,000 refugees, including many from Syria, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. It was one of the first countries in the world to immunize refugees as part of a national vaccination program open to anyone living within its borders, regardless of immigration status.